My name is Christina Spouty, and I am serving as worship associate this morning. I'm joined in welcoming you by Susan Geckler, a member of our congregation and of the Sunday Program Committee. Our minister, the Reverend Melissa Carvel-Zemer, is on parental leave for 3 months. During her absence, the Reverend Katie Norris is serving as consulting minister.
Chalice lighting is actually by Ellen Goodman. We spend January 1st walking through our lives room by room, drawing up a list of work to be done, cracks to be patched. Maybe this year, to balance the list, we ought to walk through the rooms of our lives, not looking for flaws, but for potential.
I'm open to receiving joy in my life. I'm open to receiving joy in my life. I welcome joy, I deserve joy, I am joy. I welcome joy, I deserve joy, I am joy. I'm open to receiving peace in my life. I am open to receiving peace in my life. I welcome peace. I deserve peace. I am peace. I welcome peace. I deserve peace. I am peace. I'm open to receiving love in my life. I am open to receiving love in my life. I welcome love. I deserve love. I am love. I welcome love. I deserve love. I am love. I am open to receiving joy in my life. I'm open to receiving joy in my life. I welcome joy. I deserve joy. I am joy. I welcome joy. I deserve joy. I am joy.
This piece is from a collection of Pema Chodron's writing. Pema Chodron is a teacher and Buddhist nun in the tradition of Tibetan Buddhism. Her writings and teachings are focused on meditation and other Buddhist spiritual practices. She serves as director of Gapo Abbey in Nova Scotia. I was once invited to teach with the Sakyong Mipam Rinpoche, my teacher's eldest son, in a situation where it wasn't exactly clear what my status was. Sometimes I was treated as a big deal who should come in through a special door and sit in a special seat. Then I'd think, okay, I'm a big deal. I'd start running around with that idea and come up with big deal notions about how things should be. Then I'd get the message, oh, no, 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 no. You should sit on the floor and mix with everybody and be one of the crowd. Okay. So now the message was that I should just be ordinary, not set myself up or be the teacher. But as soon as I was getting comfortable with being humble, I would be asked to do something special that only big deals did. This was a painful experience because I was being insulted and humiliated by my own expectations. As soon as I was sure how it should be, so I could feel secure, I would get a message that it should be the other way. Finally, I said to the Sakyong, "This is really hurting. I just don't know who I'm supposed to be." And he said, "Well, you have to learn to be big and small at the same time. Come, let us worship together."
In many aspects of our life, we work to achieve balance. Simply put, we feel better when our lives are balanced. We are more peaceful knowing that we can better reach our goals when our lives are in balance. We strive for the balance between caring for our physical bodies and caring for our mental development. We strive for balance between time for work at school, work in school, and time for play. We strive for balance between being really, really busy with lots and lots going on, with being quiet and thoughtful and restful. So, what life lessons might we learn from the simple demonstration that our kind volunteers did when they were balancing the yardsticks? We learn that finding balance in our lives is not easy. We always have to work at it in order to keep it. And once we've reached a place of balance, we are very likely to lose it unless we work to keep it. We learn that we need to pay attention to how balanced or unbalanced our lives are. And if we don't pay attention, we lose our balance. We need to ask ourselves questions like, what do I need more of in my life? And what do I need less of in my life? And most importantly, we learn that working to achieve balance is worth the effort. Finding that way of living that allows us to accomplish our goals and fulfill our dreams might be one of the best things that we can do for ourselves. And if you're the kind of person who makes resolutions at this time of year, I'd like you to join me in making Live a More Balanced Life a resolution for 2011.
Thousands of years ago, Chinese Taoists formulated the theory that there is an eternal power that moves the universe. They called that ultimate power Qi. According to the legendary theory of yin and yang, Qi exercises its powers ceaselessly, moving in a balanced manner between the positive or constructive and the negative or destructive powers. Because the yin and yang powers are always conflicting yet balancing each other, our universe is constantly and indefinitely changing. Everything, even unfilled space, derives its existence from the balanced interaction of these two contrasting forces. The human being is powered by the same source of energy, or qi. The process of human life is based on the interaction of yin and yang forces. Our life increases and changes, it follows a natural cycle, and eventually dies. Ancient Chinese explain the cycle as the growth and fading of qi. It is qi that determines human mental and physical conditions. It is the development of qi in the human body, along with the theory of the contrasting powers of yin and yang, that makes the art of tai chi such a unique mental and physical discipline. In tai chi practice, meditation is the only way to become aware of one's qi. Great mystery, as we still our bodies and minds, open us to experience the life force of the universe flowing through and in us. As we open ourselves, help us see the potential of what life has to offer. May we have the wisdom to listen.
As we have likely recognized by now, no two snowflakes, trees, or animals are alike. No two people are the same either. Everything has its own inner nature. Unlike other forms of life, though, people are easily led away from what's right for them because people have brain, and brain can be fooled. Inner nature, when relied on, cannot be fooled. But many people do not look at it or listen to it, and consequently do not understand themselves very much. Having little understanding of themselves, they have little respect for themselves and are therefore easily influenced by others. But rather than be carried along by circumstances and manipulated by those who see the weaknesses and behavior tendencies that we ignore, we can work with our own characteristics and be in control of our own lives. The way of self-reliance starts with recognizing who we are, what we've got to work with, and what works best for us. How would you explain it, Pooh? With a song, he said. A little something I just made up. Go ahead. Certainly. Please bear in mind I can't sing. How can you get very far if you don't know who you are? How can you do what you ought if you don't know what you've got? And if you don't know which to do of all of the things in front of you, then what you'll have when you are through is just a mess without a clue. Of all the best that can come true, if you know what and which and who. That's it, he said, leaning back and closing his eyes. A masterpiece. Well, better than average, maybe. Sooner or later, we are bound to discover some things about ourselves that we don't like. But once we see they're there, we can decide what we want to do with them. Do we want to get rid of them completely, change them into other things, or see them in beneficial ways? The last two approaches are often easily useful, especially since they avoid head-on conflict and therefore minimize struggle. Also, they allow those transformed characteristics to be added to the list of things we have that help us out. In a similar manner, instead of struggling to erase what are referred to as negative emotions, we can learn to use them in positive ways. We could describe the principle like this. While pounding on piano keys may produce noise, removing them doesn't exactly further the creation of music. The principles of music and living aren't all that different, we think. Wouldn't you say, Pooh? Say what? Asked Pooh, opening his eyes. Music and living. The same thing, said Pooh. That's what we thought. So rather than work against ourselves, all we need to do in many cases is point our weaknesses or unpleasant tendencies in a different direction than we have been.
With the creation of the cosmos, the oneness or Tao became dualistic. This dualism is termed Tai Chi, yin and yang. Thus, the entire universe is divided into yang and yin, light and darkness, masculine and feminine, positive and negative, day and night, life and death, consciousness and unconsciousness, firmness and yielding. Thus, when the invisible essence of Tao took form, yin and yang were created. Body and soul, matter and spirit were also made. Janus, the Roman god for whom January was named, was represented with a double-faced head, each looking in opposite directions, to the past and to the future. He was worshipped at the beginning of harvest time, planting, marriage, birth, and other types of beginnings, especially the beginnings of important events in a person's life. Janus also represented transition between primitive life and civilization, between the countryside and the city, peace and war, and the growing up of young people. Janus does seem a fitting symbol for this time of year, the beginning of a new year, the beginning of the return of sunlight, the end of the old year, the conclusion of the holiday season. And this congregation is also having transition. Our minister, Melissa, will be on leave for 3 months. We will rely more on one another. We will have a new church administrator. The expansion team will be presenting new possibilities for the space where we meet. At this time of year, I often take time for reflection and to look at the balance in my life. Spending quality time with family over the holidays reminds me of the importance of family and nurturing personal relationships. Being in the field of education, it is the time to think about a new semester and what that will bring. For me, the transitions are more than usual this year. As of yesterday, I no longer have a regular job. I've retired from the job I held for 13 years. And the company that I worked for moved to Maryland, and no current employees went. So it has been a very intense time of finishing up, closing up, and saying goodbye, looking backward. But at the same time, I've started looking for what the future holds, and for right now it's uncertain. All transitions involve change, and change does upset balance. As you saw earlier with the rulers, when you make an adjustment one place, even if you have it balanced, and you move just slightly, then you have to make another adjustment. So transitions require a rebalancing of priorities, of activities, and of relationships. Over 20 years ago, when I was in the midst of another transition, I literally lost my balance. I was walking at a tilt. I had to hold on to a wall to not fall over, and my mind wasn't clear. Although I eventually got a medical diagnosis, the only treatment was time. A therapist did show me how to do several simple exercises that helped me get my right and left sides working together, and that rebalancing helped. During that time, I was also part of a spiritual exploration group, most of whose members came from the Unitarian Universalist Church that I attended. We explored a variety of meditative practices, and through that, I discovered that practices involving movement worked best for me. My first introduction to Tai Chi was during a worship service at the UU Church where I lived at that time. Knowing my need to work on balance, knowing that I preferred movement, and knowing that I would be moving to a new job in a new city, I decided that I was ready to start serious study of a single meditation practice, and that Tai Chi would be that practice. When I moved to another city, I found a teacher and began my study. I also noted that I read that it took 5 to 10 years of study and practice to really get the benefits from Tai Chi, so I made a commitment to try it for 5 years before deciding whether it was right for me. That was 19 years ago, and I'm still at it. One of the first effects I noticed from Tai Chi was an improvement in my physical balance. But as I progressed, I learned that the physical balance is just the tip of the iceberg. Tai Chi exercise, or Tai Chi Chuan, is only one element of Tai Chi. Tai Chi means the grand ultimate, and it involves the exercise or the movement, but also the meditation, the philosophy, and the breath work. It involves achieving balance between mind and body, and balance with others. The philosophical base draws on the principles of yin and yang, the balance between constructive and destructive. Yin and yang philosophy does not ascribe values to the destructive and constructive, but accepts both as important and valuable parts of life. After all, what's destructive for one entity might be constructive for another. And often for change to occur, something has to be lost, or the destructive, for something to be created, or the constructive. Just as falling leaves in the fall provide nourishment that support new growth in the spring, so does loss in one's life open possibilities for the new. I don't know what new ventures will await me in this new phase of my life, but I do know that they probably would not have been available to me had I stayed in the same job. When I first started practicing Tai Chi, I thought that eventually I would get good enough at the movements that I would zone out, and that's when I would start to meditate. But I discovered instead was that the meditation comes not from the emptiness, but from the concentration, which is what we saw with the yardsticks. There are so many elements to doing the movements correctly that they require my total concentration, even after all these years. If my mind wanders, I lose my balance. When I am focused, I can feel the energy flow within me in a balanced way. My moves are graceful and fluid, and I am relaxed yet alert. By forcing me to focus on practice, my mind clears of other thoughts, and following doing the form, I have a new perspective or a fresh start on thoughts. But rather than telling you about the experience, I would like to give you a chance to experience a little of what Tai Chi is about. This is how I first learned that this is what I wanted to study. We're going to do a few exercises that will help you understand some of the core principles that address balance and have helped me regain equanimity when confronted by change. The first action is non-action, also called Wu Wei. It's relaxing. Mental relaxation is more important than physical relaxation because if you have mental tension, you're going to be physically stiff. The mind-body connection is a core element of Tai Chi philosophy. Several thousand years ago, some in China were searching for the highest form of life of the human mind and body, and they conceived the mind to be unlimited, but the scope of human activity was moderate. They felt that that could be improved. Tai Chi encourages the fulfillment of the individual person, but emphasizes that the goal should be achieved through moderation and natural ways of living. I believe that one principle missing from the UUA principles is care for oneself physically and mentally. In fact, I suggested that when they were proposing the changes, but they didn't take me up on it. I have found over the years that people who have stopped taking care of their physical needs are often floundering emotionally and spiritually. In Eastern philosophies, the mind, body, and spirit are connected. Chinese medicine is based on the assumption that illness is due to an imbalance in a person's life, whether it's in the physical, the emotional, spiritual, or relational. And they use meridian balancing and acupuncture as two tools, along with Tai Chi, for healing and to regain that balance and allow the free flow of the body's life force, or Qi. Whether you ever study Tai Chi or not, keeping these principles of relaxation, rootedness, breathing, coordinated movement, and connection to others can help with your physical balance and with clearing the mind so that you can be open to new possibilities. If you do nothing to balance and rebalance your mind and body, it is likely that your life will stagnate and your health will suffer. When the mind and body are in harmony, you have achieved a balancing act, but one that needs rebalancing every time a change occurs. Tai Chi is not the only method for finding balance, but it is one that has worked for me. It has also helped me let go and be open. As part of the practice, I have memorized portions of the Tao Te Ching. The first one I chose to learn was one that I will share as a closing. The master perceives the universe as it is. Do not control it. Do not manipulate it. Let the path unwind its way. Yet be steadfast and maintain the center. For the world revolves continuously, but the center is stillness and at rest. As I transition to a new year, I must work on letting the path unwind its way. If you are open to what is possible, the new year might bring the unexpected into your life.
Stand up on your own two feet, feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Stand up on your own two feet, feel the rhythm and feel the beat. So this song has a congregational part that goes like this. Stand up on your own two feet, feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Stand up on your own two feet, feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Let your hips turn round and round, let your knees sink down to the ground. Let your hips turn round and round. Feel the roots go down to the ground. Stand up on your own two feet. Feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Stand up on your own two feet. Feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Feel the turning of the earth. Every day a new rebirth. Feel the turning of the earth. Every day a new rebirth. Stand up on your own two feet. Feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Stand up on your own two feet. The rhythm, feel the beat. Breathe deeply in the air. Life is a walk everywhere. Breathe deeply into the air. Life is a morning everywhere. Stand up on your own two feet. Feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Stand up on your own two feet. Feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Feel the turning of the earth. Every day a new rebirth. Feel the turning of the earth. Every day is a new rebirth. Stand up on your own two feet. Feel the rhythm and feel the beat. Stand up on your own two feet. Feel the rhythm and feel the beat.
If you realize that all things change, there's nothing you will try to hold on to. If you aren't afraid of dying, there's nothing you can't achieve.
T.S. Eliot, what we call a beginning is often the end, and to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. Go in peace.